Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. I'm Dan Lortegi, your keeper for this whole entire game, and we are very excited to be back. I hope you guys listened to our last episode, episode 3, because at the time of this recording, we actually just dropped it. We're having a lot of fun here. I'm going to let the cast introduce themselves.
My name is Sonny Fontanus. I play Connery Young. I would wish my camping thing that I would see Bigfoot.
Do you think your character would want to see Bigfoot?
No.
Well, my name is Joel O. I play Evan McAllister. And, you know, I just think it would be really cool if we saw Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. I think that would be pretty neat.
Why would that be cool? Wouldn't that mean you'd be next to die?
No, because I'm not a debaucherous teenager.
Okay.
Didn't you realize that in recent horror movies, that doesn't count?
Literally.
Anymore?
Nor Ryan.
Have you watched the Friday the 13th movie?
Have you watched the newer Scream movies?
I'm talking about Jason Voorhees.
All that's the same in horror movies.
The rules. That's not the same.
Sure.
That's very close-minded of you.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Someone sounds like they're the killer.
Down.
Right.
Okay, I'm Angie.
Who are you?
Are you?
I didn't sound too sure.
All right, I'm Angie. I play Myra Lear, and I want to see Nessie.
I thought you were going to say mermaids, but Nessie's pretty good.
You know what?
I was just saying.
No. Oh. Well, Nessie.
Okay.
To pet or from afar?
From afar. Definitely from afar. I'm not going to near the water. I'll climb a tree.
Well, then what's the difference than just looking at that one photograph if you're just going to look at it from afar?
That's fine.
Real question is Nessie pettable?
I would say.
I'm like, do I have to roll for that?
You have to roll for petting a Nessie.
I would say it's pettable. Like, it looks like it has a soft head. Or its skin is, like, soft.
It's in the water. I think it'll be slick.
Giving cringe. My name is Taylor. I play Belle Gomez. Probably something I would want to see is, like, you know, in Pocahontas, the tree that gives all good advice. Probably that. Yeah.
Wow. Grandma.
In the tree.
The best one out
grandma.
There.
The granny tree, right?
Just because she looks old,
I guess. Pocahontas.
Didn't Pocahontas call a grandmother or something like that?
We should watch it again.
Yeah.
It's been...
Hey, they're coming out with a new one.
Mm. What?
I'm pretty sure they're coming out with another Pocahontas.
Probably live action.
I don't think they can.
That was a live-action Pocahontas.
I want to be Pocahontas.
CGI has
stepped
changed, you know?
It did.
Well, I mean, just because, you know, Pocahontas is a real person. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anyway. I don't think they're going to stick to the real story. They'll keep the not. Disney one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Never know these days.
Are you guys ready for camp?
Yeah.
Wow. Dead inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody.
The sun is at high noon. You all smell in the air food. And it smells like turkey wraps, freshly made and warm to the touch, along with rice and ants on the lawn for dessert. Everyone runs to make the line for lunch. Everybody roll gym class to see who gets in the line first.
Oh, God. I hope I get a line first with the rice.
If you can explain to me why you get advantage on trying to get lunch, I'll give you advantage.
I want to say 3.
Oh.
What did you say, gym class?
Yeah.
I have a big
It's given 67.
Oh.
What? And now it's...
I got 8.
Oh.
26.
Maybe single.
So eight. Ladies go first.
Okay, so ladies first. Actually, Myra is first in line, and she sees...
I guess I was the hungriest one.
Nancy Harris, the lunch lady.
Oh.
Evan, can you roll notice stuff?
Sure.
Don't look at me like that.
41.
That's what's
that
it
pass?
That's what it's giving.
No, I have 65, so... 41.
That means you passed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I passed. I think that if I passed my number.
Okay, so you notice that that is the lady that gave you the pudding cups.
Unfortunately.
That you threw away.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know.
Yes, I don't like this lady. At least I'm a little suspicious of her.
Rest of you also will notice that. Please.
39.
93. Oh my gosh, what's up with my thing today?
Oh.
40 my notice stuff.
I don't know. I can't tell. Let me do it again.
You gotta go. What's it giving?
15.
Okay. So the girls and Evan also notices, except for you. Sorry, Connor. You're probably too obsessed with like, I want that food.
Yeah, it's just fat in me. You know?
And Adam was just like, we're gonna get the food. Don't worry,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You're just drooling at the...
Yeah, that rice and ants.
On a log.
What's
Adam's purpose? Don't worry about it.
So what you three notice also is that she looks a bit pale and that she's serving the kids, but she's smiling. And but you guys notice that in her smile, she's hiding something. But, you know, she's smiling away, serving the kids, trying to make sure that the kids know that just to be happy because it's summer camp. And you guys now, the girls approach first. What do you guys say when she hands you this tray? And she says, I hope you guys enjoy this. What was that?
You took what I wanted to say. So now I don't think I can say it. Like, I wanted to be like, good afternoon, Nancy? Is her name?
Her name is Nancy.
Yeah, what's for lunch today?
Oh, and then she says to you, well, we have today a turkey and cheese wrap with rice, and for dessert, I got you guys ants on a log. So you guys can have the energy to play the day away.
Sounds good.
Ants on a log?
Why are we having rice with a wrap?
Because you guys also need the rice to help you guys, so you guys don't get dehydrated, and it also helps your stomach to settle. Am I correct in saying that, Sonny? Why do you eat rice?
Oh, I just love rice.
Oh. I thought you told me it's good for your stomach.
Well, no, if you want to, like, absorb, like, let's just say, like, obviously alcohol, you could eat rice.
He's getting his facts from.
Oh, no. Your character is how old?
I don't believe
12.
I went. No. That was important.
Yeah.
This is like real life.
Carbs.
I had a stomach virus, and he was like, "Bro, you should eat more rice."
Oh, you everything. Could. Yeah, because it could soak that up.
Yeah.
It could.
That's what I wanted him to say.
Oh,
never
go.
Mind. Okay. Well, yeah, that's why you guys have rice. For your stomach.
Okay, because my Hispanic character is confused at this combination.
I know.
Are you not Hispanic?
Wait until you taste the rice.
I am Hispanic.
Yeah, Bel Gomez is Hispanic.
That's not what I was asking.
In real life, I'm also Hispanic.
No way.
Wow. You know my last name?
Huh?
My last name is Hispanic. My first name's not, but my last name is.
Literally, her last name is literally Hispanic.
This really shows that you don't listen to the podcast through and through.
If you see her ID, it'll say Hispanic,
her
last name.
I'm asking about her character, I'm not asking about her.
Both of them are Hispanic.
Would you like to dox yourself and tell us your last name in camera, please?
Absolutely not. I'm sure.
Do you like rice?
Okay.
Yeah, but you have it with habichuelas or frijoles. Like, you don't just have it, or you have it like with like mofongo or something.
Oh no, I'm weird. I don't eat white rice just by itself.
It's true.
That's yeah.
This is all gonna be cut out.
Do you do what? No,
I literally do. I could if I wanted.
Psychotic.
I didn't know. Whatever. Go ahead. It's all survival, bro.
Back to the part where I
ask for white rice and that's it.
No.
No, he says he wants to keep it. So. Oh, hey, it's you. From the other night, the one that I gave the pudding cup to? How are you?
Fine. Yeah, great. Doing awesome.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Can I just get my food, please?
Of course! Here you go! And she hands you a tray with the wrap, the rice, and the
dessert.
Ants on a log.
Was this all freshly made?
Of course. What do you think I am? One of those lazy cafeteria? No, sir. This is all
professionally made.
Cool. All right. Well,
do you want to try rolling something to see if I'm telling them the truth?
Connor's sticking his fat self out of the line just to stare at Evan right now.
Wait, like, why did Evan get his food next? Wasn't it supposed to be Belle's next? She was right next to me. Ladies first.
Already. She asked. That's why she
questioned. No, she questioned it after I got mine.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
Okay. So well,
let's go to our table.
Yeah.
As if you were standing there waiting
to see if the food is fresh.
No, I just want to go to my table and not think about this lady.
Enjoy, Evan.
All right.
And then obviously she serves more kids and everything. She finally gets to Connor. Hello, young man. How are you today?
Hi. Good.
I see you're drilling there.
I'm just waiting. He's just waiting. His hands are out. Connor takes it and then he just walks away quickly.
Also, remember to everybody to grab a water bottle on your way out. And then obviously she just hands it. Hands one to Adam as well.
Dope.
Okay, so
Adam's right behind me. We're sprinting.
I'm surprised you guys didn't even ask about watching this guy. But never mind.
Nope.
Nope. They didn't care.
Okay.
Lunchtime.
Yep, we were hungry.
All of you are heading to your seats. Where do you guys sit? Do you guys sit together?
I mean, I guess I took the initiative to sit with Myra and I would like sit
together. Yeah, we're sitting together.
Okay, you guys sitting together. And you two?
I'm looking around and I really just kind of want to be by myself, but I don't see any empty table. So I only see two people at one table, so I just go there because it has a fewer amount of people, which is
and what do you and Adam do?
Adam and I, we just find this table just us two.
Okay.
Separating.
No, us together.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're with us, Evan?
Yeah.
Aww.
You guys, what a plot twist. As you guys approach your seats, Aiden sneaks up on Evan and shoves him a bit.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. When he shoves you, your aunt on the log falls and hits the floor. What do you do? He says to you, "Hey, man, you gotta watch where you're going. Clumsy people around here, you know?"
Ugh, Aiden.
What's your deal, man?
Oh, nothing, bud. You know, since it's your first time, just gotta show you who's the boss around here.
Man, whatever. I didn't want to eat that anyway.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You look like you don't eat much anyway. You're just wasting away. More like wasting space at this camp.
Aiden, leave him alone.
Oh, Myra's back again! Oh no!
Yeah, I was coming back.
I mean, it's not intimidating! Do you want to roll, like, intimidation?
Yes, I will.
Gosh.
I still get bullied. I still get bullied.
What'd you roll?
70.
I still get bullied. Yeah, my character
did. I mean, like, don't worry. It's okay. You can just sit there. It's all right. Just eat your lunch.
Hey, man, what's your deal? What you trying to?
I'm pretty sure you just asked me that already.
Yeah, and I didn't get a clear answer.
And I told you, just so you who's the boss. And he puts his hand on your shoulder.
If you're gonna bully anyone, why don't you bully that fat kid over there?
As soon as he said that, Adam and I are literally right behind Aiden. We were trying to sneak to see if we could take one of his food.
What?
Yes.
You want to see if you can take what?
And Adam and I can take some of his food.
Aiden.
Wait, is Aiden standing right now?
What an opportunity.
When he comes and sits me out, though.
Aiden is in your face, and Aiden just put down his tray to put his hand on your shoulder and get in your face and everything. And then you roll be sneaky.
I feel like I was kind of switched out, because Evan was just like, "That fat's over there."
And
he turns around, and Adam and I.
And then
just
I'm
like,
going to end it playfully. What I'm going to say to you is, I'll be right with you, Connor. And then he puts his face right back into Evan's face. So now he's not looking at you, and that's a surprise. That's a surprise thing that you're doing, so roll me sneaky with advantage.
Okay.
Wait, do you want to roll with Adam? Both of you are going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to roll with you.
Okay.
As Adam, I don't really have... I have, like, some basic stats for Adam, so...
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just say that Adam has basically the same stats as you. What is your sneak? Your B sneaky.
My B sneaky... 60.
60?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do it.
All right.
Together.
You real sneaky.
Ooh.
Is that what you roll?
No, it's too high.
It's giving a 74.
74.
It's 56.
Yeah, whatever that one is.
That's a 99,
actually. Because, yo, Adam just rolled 100.
Oh,
man.
I'm
okay,
back.
So this is what happens. This is what happens. Oh, my God.
What in the world's going on?
You got a 99. He got a 100.
Oh, it wasn't with advantage. With advantage. Roll again. Roll again.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Somebody was about to get it.
78.
No, 28.
27. 57. Oh my gosh. Okay, 57.
So you both pass.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh my gosh, they were about to get massively hurt. Oh my gosh.
The sweat's
okay,
off my...
So you and Adam obviously get low. So you guys are hiding behind the other kids around the other table. So Aiden cannot see you.
This is
and
great.
Obviously Evan sees you guys. Actually, Evan, roll notice stuff real quick.
Ooh.
78.
What's
sir?
Your notice stuff?
I look, but then I see a fly in the air. I'm just like.
And then Aiden's like, whoa, buddy, where are you going? Where are you going? Sorry. You haven't told me what you want to do. So while he's trying to say that, while Aiden is speaking to Evan, once again, with his hand on Evan's shoulder, as if he's about to punch you, Adam and Connor come up right behind him, and they see his tray on the table. So what they do is they just grab
and choke him out.
His they grab Adam's Anton log, but because Adam got a great success because he got a 27, so he got really really good. I'm going to allow Adam to tie Aiden's shoes.
Oh my together. Gosh! Let's go.
Belle, did you want to intervene at all?
Sure.
So the bully. Here.
So situation. This is already done. If he moves, he will notice he's gonna fall.
Okay.
This guy's getting jumped.
So Belle, what would you like to say?
Why are you spending so much time at this table when you can be at your own table doing your own thing?
She said there were fingers in his face. Watch
out. Oh, Belle, I didn't see you there.
Oh man.
I was actually on my way to talk to you real quick. So, I mean, just give me 1 second. I'll be right with you, okay? I'll be right back.
So, my goodness.
Wow. And then he says, you know what, Evan? I think I'm just gonna, you know, just show you a little something. And he's going to hit you. He's gonna roll fighting to punch you in the stomach.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Can I roll for dodge?
You're gonna roll for dodge, but first let me see if I actually do good and. You know what? Yeah, roll dodge first. Because depending on what my fighting skill is, will depend on if I'm able to do good damage on you.
Alright.
Alright, go ahead.
That's a 92, sir.
Definitely is a 92.
Looks like a 26 to me.
That's a 92.
Okay, I'm going to roll fighting real quick. You got a 4.
Dude, you get snuffed.
Okay, so because he rolled a 4, this is an unarmed strike, so you're going to take, you're going to just take 1 damage, but you're going to get the wind knocked out of you. Everything. And he's gonna punch you right now in the stomach. But if and everything. What do you do?
Shoes are tied. But if his shoes are tied, he's going to fall.
He's right next to him. So, mid-punch. I mean, he's going to really arm.
Move. He's not going to move. He has his hand on the shoulder. Right.
Yeah. Where's the camp leader?
Yeah.
Bartholomew. Oh, you're gonna be a snitchy? Bartholomew!
I'm just going to yell.
Okay, so nah, then you're going to see. You're going to see Bartholomew. A camp. What is it?
Camp counselor?
Camp director
Bartholomew, yeah. Run through the door. What's going on here? And then obviously Aiden is gonna grab Evan and just sit him down in the chair and be like, whoa, you okay there, bud? And be like, and just like set him down gently. He has not moved. He sets him down gently. And then he looks at the camp counselor Bartholomew and says, camp director Bartholomew, and says, oh, I don't know. He got winded. So I'm sending him down. I'm going to actually head back because there's a friend over there that I want to speak to. And then he's going to take his first step. And this is going... You know what? I'm just going to do it. He's going to actually take his first step and then he's going to fall over and slam himself in the face.
That's lit.
Everything. And obviously, Adam and Connor have already made it back to their seats.
Oh, we're chuckling.
Oh, right you now. Guys are already... You oh, guys yeah, are like...
We're dying.
Like...
As I always choke on a piece of chicken.
And then Bartholomew is going to look at Aiden. Aiden, are you okay? And Aiden's going to be like, he's not going to say a word. He's just going to lift up his finger and just thumbs up. Just, meant to do that.
And he's gonna melt into a cup, like a thing of lava, right?
Oh my gosh.
Like Wicked Witch of the West.
He's not Terminator.
I know, he's not.
But anyway. He's going to look at his shoes and be like, once again, play it again. Okay, but this time, I have surveillance. Joel,
Aiden, Aiden's saying this?
Aiden's saying this. Connor, roll notice stuff, please.
Oh, man.
Please pass.
I hope so.
11.
You see on both sides of the room, his goons are on each side of the room scoping out.
No.
So roll, be sneaky. You're going to need to pass this with a hard success to make sure that the goons did not see you.
That's going
to
be
impossible. Well, I mean, but he's already at the table. So when he have to roll with a disadvantage?
Aiden didn't see him. His goons.
Yes, but when he have to roll with a disadvantage? That's because true. The goons already saw him.
Don't give me a disadvantage. No. So though they saw Aiden, but then... If he rolls good to be sneaky, like a hard success of be sneaky, they're not going to notice that he left his table. They're going to be like, oh, Aiden is taking care of that guy, everything. But if he rolls good on, gets a hard success on his be sneaky, he will have left his seat, they didn't notice, and back at his seat. So it's like he never left.
I'm a sneaky fat kid. I'm telling you that right now.
Do you? Okay, you're gonna have to roll hard success, which means like you need to roll like one. Half of okay. your be sneaky.
So like the yeah.
So what's your be
30.
Sneaky?
30. I need to get a 30. Yeah. 60.
So 30. 30 or less.
Oh.
No, 72.
Do you want me to see if Aiden can help you out with that? Role?
Yes,
Aiden.
Okay. I mean, sorry, Adam.
Adam.
West.
He had
a
49. Dang, RIP.
No.
They
saw you. So Aiden, so you see the two goons walk over to Aiden and pick him up and everything, and they whisper in his ear, hey, it was that Adam and that Connor kid that tied your shoes, man. It was like they moved so fast, but we saw them.
Move so fast.
And roll notice stuff once again, Evan.
I got my the wind punched out of me and my ant log chopped on the floor.
Bartholomew also has left the building because he didn't see anything wrong.
71.
Jeez, what is up with us rolling high numbers today?
Y'all are some high rollers today.
65.
Roll with advantage. And also, guys, you can also really use nice to luck me. To help your roll.
Oh, true.
Ooh, 68.
You can use your luck points to actually make yourself pass the roll.
55.
Your notice stuff is 55.
No, my luck.
your luck. So it will go down by one, and you're adding that point to your actual roll. You can use as much luck as you want, but remember, the day will come when I will ask you to roll a luck roll.
Oh.
Well.
And so you rolled a 68, correct?
I rolled 68. I have 65.
So you can use three luck to actually make yourself succeed that roll.
Fine.
Okay, I'll so write down that you go down three luck. You can put that, like, cross it out, and then three of your luck, and then you go down. Okay? So what you hear this, Evan. You hear what he just said. Do you want to do anything? Bartholomew has also already left the building. Just a light scare.
Okay, so I heard that from what the guy's goons said. Kind of really dumb. I guess,
Well, you're in pain. I mean, you are recovering.
He only took one damage. So but one he, me. I mean, you're not... How long does it take to get air back when you...
It takes a minute.
Yeah.
It does take, like...
Okay.
You want to roll? Minutes, I'll let you roll a Constitution.
Nah.
To see if you want to get back.
Nope. Okay. Oh, girls. Hey, you too. I think Connor's in trouble.
Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry, Evan. I couldn't do anything.
What?
To help you. I'm sorry.
Matter about me. If they find out that Connor kid and that West kid tied his shoes, who knows what they'll do to him? Probably worse than me.
Oh, gosh. No, you're right.
You guys got to do something. I'll stay here.
I keep getting bullied by this guy.
He just doesn't have a life, I see.
Everybody, roll notice stuff.
Bro.
You love notice stuff.
Yeah.
You love noticing.
Oh, 15.
What is some of my rolls today?
59. Let me roll.
Hey, that's crazy.
25.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't notice a thing.
No.
So you, okay. So you, Evan, Belle, and Myra notice the
Wait,
two
you
goons.
Have not Belle?
No, what? Just Myra and Evan.
Oh, Belle, you did.
Damn.
Myra and Evan notice that the two goons are now are heading towards Adam West and Connor Young. And they're none the wiser. What do you guys want to do?
Gosh.
I'm going ID.
Huh?
What?
What?
Is that England?
What?
Gonna make a name for myself.
What?
Yeah. You know how long I've been waiting for this?
Nice.
I
don't think you make it out of this.
So, I have an idea. I look down, I see my ant log on the floor, and then, like, I'm just, like, getting an epiphany. I'm looking back at it, and then I realize something. I grab my, was it a sandwich wrap?
It was a turkey wrap.
I grab my turkey wrap from my tray, I pick it up, I wind it back, and I yell,
Oh, no!
And I throw my wrap to one of the goons that's nearing.
Roll dexterity. I'm sorry, bro. This is what dexterity is for Amy.
Yeah,
please,
I know.
Roll good. I'll let you roll with advantage because you're the one initiating.
Okay, fine. Gosh.
17.
Okay, what's your next one? Maybe you'll get even better.
21.
Okay, so you get 17. Yeah. Your wrap flies through the air, and right when the kid's about to say, hey, God, right as he's about to, and you hear another kid, yeah! And everybody starts throwing them.
Oh, no.
Everybody's tossing it. You guys, so Connor and Adam are turning around because obviously they're like, what? And then they see that. And then they see this flurry of food everywhere. Everybody's throwing wrap. Everybody's throwing.
Just a piece of
nails. Hands on a lock. Everybody's going nuts. You see one kid in the corner trying to hide, using the tray as a shield and everything. You see another girl like shoving down an analog in a kid's eye. You see the You see the Nancy the lunch lady in the
serving area.
In the serving area. You see her just hide, she's like, not again. And then and then you see a whole bunch of other kids just like ripping their shirts and you're like, yeah!
Oh, that's crazy.
So do you guys want to sneak away? Or do you guys wanna
away? I literally was gonna go and get the director. I was not gonna go.
Oh my god.
I think there's gonna be a tattletale.
I think that we as a squad should run away.
Okay. Yes. Everybody roll dodge.
Okay. Bro, what is it for me today? 54.
My youngest having a bad time.
I'm dodging.
54.
Yeah.
What's my dog?
We have
93.
Yeah,
that's a
72.
Can I escape the
circus?
My dog is
20. No, dog. I'm telling you guys, we're all dog. To see if you get hit with anything.
Oh, I didn't get hit with anything.
I definitely got 62
out of 40, so I don't think that's happening.
Well, okay, so, Connor, what did you roll?
Worse. He got worse. He rolled worse.
I hope it's food.
Huh? He rolled what?
He rolled worse.
Well, he rolled worse? Okay,
what they're talking.
Adam also gets pelted with food and everything. He rolls a very bad dodge. He rolls an 89. So,
okay. All
of you guys leave the lunchroom. Belle was just like dodging like she knew. Like she already knew. Like there was a sandwich coming her way. She's like, nah. She knew there was an ant on a log. She does. She knew instantly where everything was coming at her. And she was like, nah. Today, I don't think so.
Ultra instinct, let's go.
Like but everybody else, Belle gets a cup. She walks out with a couple of ants on a log on her shirt. You have a couple cheese and turkey slices on your shoulder.
Cheesy.
You walk out with a turkey slice hanging over your eyes. But Adam has got you in his hand. But right when you take off the turkey from your eyes, you see that he's just covered in like the wrap that they use for the wraps, and he's just covered with it. But he just shakes it off. He's like, "You guys okay?"
I was gonna say, how stuck was this? The turkey to my eyes.
No, you were. It just covered your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, like somebody first... somebody threw the ham, and the ham went.
But and you're like, "I'm hit! I'm hit!"
Yeah.
No!
My
eyes! Okay. You guys all make it out of there and everything. And Adam comes up to you guys. Are you guys okay?
Ugh.
And then Adam looks at all of you. And Connor's just laying on the floor like, my God. And then Adam's just like, thank you, all of you. That was pretty cool. I've never met people who actually like were willing to say something to this guy. Well, I really do appreciate it.
Some of us were willing to.
Evan. I actually saved you this. And he pulls out Aiden's ant on the log that he took. And he put it in a napkin just for you, and he hands it to you.
Ew.
Ever since Evan got to this camp, he's been getting food from people's pockets.
Honestly.
No. This was, he was holding this in his hand, but he put it into a napkin because, you know, he is a germaphobe. Mm-hmm. But he did it. He made sure that nobody touched it. Mm-hmm. It's in pristine condition. Pretty much like the lunch lady just handed to him.
Always getting food handed to him.
I'll hold on to this for the rest of my life.
That's really nasty.
I think it's thanks, man. And I put it like in my
in your pocket
for later.
Okay.
Rough.
I think I've had enough food for today.
It's only like 1 or 2 p.m., bro.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards,
They have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
All of you head out, all of you are outside now. You guys see that? It's nice out. The wind is blowing. So there are more activities to be done. But once again, guys, roll notice stuff.
Oh my gosh, bro. 76.
You love the 70s, 29. Man. Mm-hmm. Your favorite right era of time.
Honestly.
So I passed.
I definitely didn't pass. Oh, you're right behind me, buddy.
The ladies passed.
Okay, so the ladies see.
Of course they do.
The boys are kind of like, just I was like, that was crazy.
Girls rule. But the girls are like, rule, am I right?
The girls see this young man with his hair slicked back, wearing a jacket as well.
Oh, no.
And he says, hey, everyone, I have a deal for you. Do you guys want to browse my wares, as some would say?
That sounds so suggestive, but okay.
Who is this guy?
My name's Ralphie. Oh. And I have maybe something that you guys may need. Do you guys want to take a look?
So there's Ralphie and Alfie. Are they twins?
Right. Everybody?
If you want.
Well, no, it's just them two.
I'm going to put it in this so they'll help you.
Ralphie, you guys are in a group. Ralphie, you look different.
No. Yeah, I've never met you before. What are you talking about?
It's just Alfie with a fake mustache.
Oh! You guys must have met my twin brother, Alfie.
Yo.
We have this thing going on. I do the day stuff. He does the night stuff.
With the same trench coat?
Well, we look the same. No, not trench coat. I have a bomber jacket. He has a red one. I have a blue one.
A bomber jacket.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, would you guys like to see what I have?
Sure.
You guys interested?
You guys should.
Sure.
Okay. For today, I have a Skippin, Crazy Bones, a Slingshot, a Shocking Gum, Bottle Rockets, Clackers, Candy Cigarettes, Ouch, Bubblegum, and the Yak Back. Oh, and a Super Bowl. You guys interested in any of that?
Well, what are they worth?
Well, it depends. What do you have to trade?
I have free glow sticks from your brother.
Now, why would my brother give you free glow sticks? Maybe he's taking a shot to you. Well, I mean, I can't take back what I've already sold, what he's already sold. So, you guys got anything else? We can take pins. We can take soda pops. Anything that you would have that I think would be of interest. Obviously, we can work something out.
I have a
flashlight. I know that Connor still owes my brother 2 pudding cups.
Oof. So, that's crazy.
I know he will be coming to collect very soon for that.
I forgot about that.
You didn't write that down?
He sounded very calm.
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, they haven't served pudding cups yet.
Well,
he's not late.
I think I might have something that you might like.
Oh, yeah?
I pull out of my pocket.
neatly wrapped,
pristine, and it's on a log.
Oh God, are you trying to sell this like sneakily or?
I deal it like it's a prized possession, both hands like this.
Okay, I'm gonna roll notice. Well, you're doing.
What are you noticing? That it's a great.
You're doing right in front of Adam.
Oh,
I forgot.
Let me see if Adam is shocked. I'm being like,
wait, no. Hold on. Wait. Okay, yes, I do it sneakily.
Oh, roll me sneaky, man.
Oh, okay. No.
This be sneaky rules or just like no tomorrow, like keep them coming.
And I'm not giving you advantage.
Ooh.
Ah, what is it giving?
77.
Okay, so Adam sees this. I'm gonna roll to see if Adam is okay with it and kind of like I helped him. Nice. And, or if Adam is just like in betrayal.
If he was cool, he would be okay with it. Is he cool?
He's not cool with it.
Don't worry about it.
What?
We... Okay. You see, right, you see Adam a little bit like... So, Ralph, you just like, that does look pristine. All right, listen up. I'll give you a deal. I will trade you one of the five items that I have here for that. Okay? You can either have the shocking gun, the crazy bones, the super ball, the ouch bubble gum, or the candy cigarettes. What would you like to do?
Candy cigarettes? I'm not picking that. I'm just asking about it. That's just cigarettes, my dude.
They're actually bubble gum inside.
No, I saw my mom with those before. Those are real cigarettes.
I don't think you know what the
bubble gum is. All right, well, can you explain to me what the other items were?
The ouch bubble gum, which is the bubble gum in the shapes of band-aids.
Yummy.
Super balls that are known to be the best bouncy ball, and they go super high.
Okay.
All right.
Crazy bones. Crazy bones are like little figures that you are actually supposed to throw at each other and knock them down. Kind of like jacks.
Pretty cool.
And shocking gum.
Legit.
I would go with the shocking gum. I would go with the shocking gum.
What would you
next
like
time you
do?
See Aiden?
I didn't. Okay, first of all,
you can use it later.
I didn't think this was a team effort. I'm pretty sure.
No. We're all now here witnessing
that. I'm trading my thing in, so you get to wait your turn if you guys want to get something.
We're trying to give you advice.
You made Adam sad.
Yeah. Make it worth it. But
Adam, what do you think I should get?
You're asking me?
Sure, man.
Wow.
I'm surprised.
That's my answer to Locker.
I was just as surprised with them.
You know what? Again.
Goodness.
These rolls today.
You've risen stock in his eyes. Wow, man. I think you should really get the Super Bowl.
I was thinking the same thing. I actually was.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Super Bowl. All right. Awesome. Great.
It's like, if you I was thinking the Super Bowl, I'll take the shopping go. Yes, Joel. I mean, Evan.
Great input, Adam. I'll take the shocking
go. Wait, you want the shocking go?
No. Nope. That was a joke.
No, he missed that opportunity.
Okay. So now that you have this, you listeners, I have just handed him a card with a picture of the Super Bowl on it, and then on the back, it has certain things. What does it say?
Super Bowl. 1d4 damage, and depending on where it hits, may cause blindness or bruising?
Blindness?
So back in the day, Super Bowls used to be known for how strong they would bounce. So a lot of kids, when they would bounce them, obviously, when you bounce them, you're looking down. They would come up so fast, and they would actually blind children of how fast it would hit them in their eyes.
That's wild.
And sometimes, and if they were lucky, they'd walk away with a black eye.
I saw one kid chip their tooth.
From a Super Bowl?
Yeah, because they hit it right in their jaw.
That's wicked.
So, you have that card, but write down that you gave away the analog. But, Adam's okay with it because he helped you out. Because you asked him.
Aww.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I re-rolled was because there's no way I got 100 again.
Oh my god!
You say he does not have normal stats.
He does
not have normal stats.
That's wild.
No. I had to re-roll the 100 because it was on a slant. So, but anyway, okay. Any of you guys want to make a deal with Ralphie?
Do you have any free items?
You know what? Roll. See, what would that be?
How you're collecting the free stuff.
What's your appearance?
That's crazy.
Okay, I want you to roll appearance.
Oh lord.
Because this is gonna show if you can like kind of like persuade him with your looks and be like, you got anything else free?
I could have done that.
Easily.
That's not what you did.
Easily.
You didn't think of that.
Because he's also liking girls.
Dang. My one.
Oh, oh my god.
What did you roll?
I got 100.
Wait, but this is kind of slanted because you moved it over here, so you can roll again.
We're rolling? Oh! Okay! 59.
59?
Oh! Hey!
Okay, so the guy's like, for a pretty dame like you.
Dame.
Wow.
Hold on.
Dame or dame?
I think it's a damsel. I think a dame is a guy, isn't it?
No, dame is girl.
I thought damsel was girl.
No, it's like, what a dame, you know? Like.
No.
You know what?
Don't look at me like that.
I'm feeling nice. We're Googling this later.
You are so wrong.
I'm getting my supplies for the free.
Yeah, confusing dame. We don't know.
I don't care.
Okay, so he's like, you know what? Myra, was it?
See, he's not even paying attention to us anyway.
So, hey, check it out.
Let's play with my football. You know
what? Since you were very sweet to me. I'm going to give you this pack of Ouch bubble gum. You know.
Wow.
Thank you. Sweet girl. Thank you.
Wow. I've no stats.
Anyone else?
I'm going.
I take pins.
Let me ask Adam. Does Adam want to get anything to trade in?
So there's not really a decision roll for Adam, but you know what? I'm going to roll a D100.
Okay.
And if it's past 50, no. If it's below 50, yes.
Okay.
Wait, shouldn't she read the...
Oh, shoot. There's nothing on it.
Oh.
Ouch, go.
Okay, so he rolled a 10. He's like, you know what? I have a pin to trade. I think...
And he has a soda pop.
Yeah, he's giving a soda pop.
Oh.
So Adam trades his pin for the clackers.
The clackers?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, these look so weird.
Let me see.
Dexterity roll.
So, clackers. Most dangerous toys of the 90s.
What?
These clackers could break jaws. What they would do is, when you're supposed to put your finger in the ring and then swing it around and try and get them to clack together. Thing is, they will go so crazy that they would hit you sometimes. They would backfire.
And it was hard.
Those things are like hard plastic.
Yeah.
How big
and
are they?
They're like roughly the size of my mic.
That's why today the ones with the like that it has a little wand and they're smaller and they're softer plastic.
So yes. So those clackers, he has to roll dexterity, but he also has to roll luck to make sure he doesn't hit himself.
Okay.
Okay.
'90s, we have the better toys. All
right.
So write down that Adam West has one less hit. Or zero pin.
Mm-hmm. Zero what?
Zero pins.
Okay.
Can
I arm wrestle for an item?
You're gonna... You want to arm wrestle?
Oh my gosh!
Okay. Alright then. You know what? He takes off his jacket and he shows he's actually like built.
Okay.
And he's like, ugh.
This is not an anime.
What are we wearing?
Like our 15-year-olds are built like 31-year-olds.
Y'all are wearing anime clothing. We could make an exception for this episode.
I mean, yeah. Our 15-year-olds are built like a 30-year-old bodybuilder. That's definitely what we're going to have right now.
I actually have stats for Ralphie.
You better be ready.
I'm assuming you're rolling strength.
He maxed out on going to the gym.
It's either strength or power.
That was literally rolling her sleeves right now. She's cracking her knuckles.
What's your strength?
60.
His strength is 65. So, alright.
We're going to start
working on the pull-ups. What's your name again, girl?
Belle.
Alright, Belle. Let's arm wrestle. What would you like if you were to win?
I'm going to go with the gum, the zap gum.
The shocking gum.
Shocking gum.
All right, man. If I lose this, I know I'm going to hear it from Alfie tonight.
Yeah, you better win.
Well, here we go.
Let's do it. You know,
this is a challenge.
My luck is 75.
Since you are the initiator, if you pass, if you roll success, you win. But if he rolls a hard success, he wins. Okay? So let's roll at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Two out of three.
Wait, what did you roll?
71.
You rolled 74.
Okay.
So that means you guys both failed. So you guys are holding each other.
Still, yeah.
Roll again.
Alright, let me count them off, alright?
One.
Let's go!
He rolled a 4.
She rolled a 1.
But she rolled a 1.
The critical one.
Crazy! Okay, what you guys see
is crazy.
Yeah, for Bell's. Bell just crazy, man.
This is how it goes. You see Bell and Ralphie holding, and you can see the veins coming out of their arm. You can see that they're.
I got too excited.
You see that their hands are rippling, they're shaking. You can see that like there's a lot of tension here. Everything. You can see Adam in the back, he's like, ooh! It's like, wow, she's strong. Everything. And I don't know if you guys have attention to this.
What the heck?
you see little by little, Ralphie is fading. Uh-huh. He's like, no, this should not be possible.
Wait, he's fading or fainting?
Fading. Like, his strength is fading.
Oh, okay.
Everything. And you see him, this is unbelievable. And then he loses. He's
That's like, wicked.
Oh, I can't believe this. A deal's a deal. Here's your shocking comment.
That's so ridiculous.
Bell. Ralphie's just like, made a trade? Well, yeah, I went bent. I'm gonna hear it tonight.
Hey, and an Anton lock.
Hopefully my brother doesn't get pissed at this. You know what, guys? Have a nice day.
Hey,
bye, Ralphie.
Hey, hold on.
What?
Before you leave, I got a question for you. So what's your deal? Are you a camper or what?
Me and my brother are both campers.
All right, see you later.
All right. Good talk. All right, you guys have now just finished all of this. And now,
you guys have a camp activity. It's about like 2:15. What at camp activity would you guys like to do next?
There it is.
We already
capture
did archery.
Capture the flag.
Hmm?
Okay.
Huh?
I said we already did archery, so that's not
enough. Yeah.
So you guys have... capture the flag, swimming races, miniature boat racing, water balloon fights, but that's after 4. Oh, and also swimming races are before 4, so yeah, you guys are good. Capture the flag is after 5. Talent show is only on Fridays.
We're not trying to do that.
Wood carving,
for real.
Birdhouse making.
Okay.
Manhunt is after 5. Canoe racing, bird watching. What would you guys like to do?
I kind of want to do Manhunt, but...
Manhunt is after 5.
Tell me anything I can do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Swimming races? Can't miniature boat racing?
Too sweaty.
Yeah.
What?
Water balloon fights?
This is after
You're in
after
the water.
Bro,
it's 2:15.
So we can do the balloons?
Guys can do the balloons. It's before 4.
Stop.
Stop.
So what do you guys want to do?
Water balloon fight.
Water balloon fights?
Oh, that's what I want to do.
You guys can also split up. You guys can't split up. But there are different scenes for that.
I mean, I guess I don't really talk to anyone anyway. I might as well follow these guys. So what do you guys want to do? Water balloons?
Water balloons?
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, I guess.
Here we go.
Yay.
You guys walk over to the woods area. The woods area, you guys see assistant camp counselor, Bear. He's there waiting for people to do the water balloon.
Barry.
Barry.
Yep, I have.
We got right Bartholomew down. And Barry. That's great.
Yeah, Barry Finn, assistant camp leader.
Welcome, campers. Are you guys ready for water balloon fights?
Yeah.
But there's a twist.
Oh.
This is last man standing.
Oh. Ooh.
Check it out, guys. Here are the rules. Every person must roll gym class for speed. Dodge to not be hit and dexterity to hit someone and get them out. You only get one. You are hit once, you are out of here.
Man.
Winner of the game gets a soda pop. But second place doesn't walk away with nothing. He gets a pin. He or she gets a pin. So.
Does first place also get a pin, or is it just
first second? Place just gets a soda pop.
Interesting.
Because those are the real prizes, Evan. Anyway. So here we go, guys. You guys get to choose what color you guys would like to be, because the water is also colored to show that that's your color. And obviously, it's not just you four or five. I'm sorry, Adam. That's okay. It's going to be a whole bunch of you. And for this round coming up, I think there will be 15 of you, including yourselves.
Yeah.
So there's 10 other campers along with your group. So remember, everybody is by themselves. Last man standing means last man standing. You're going to have to roll good, dodge good, and get people out. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah!
Does anybody have any questions?
So it's water balloon color war?
Yes.
Okay.
All the kids are hyped. They just came from a food fight. Now we're going to water balloon fight.
Yeah, why is everybody coming, like, with food on their clothes?
We never took a shower.
I know, we never went back to our rooms to look at this.
Can you guys explain that to me?
Actually, no,
you're not gonna believe this.
What is it, Evan?
Aiden started a food fight in the cafeteria.
Let's go.
And his goons.
My son started a food fight in the cafeteria?
It was crazy.
I definitely raised my hand. I said yes.
Wow. I'm going to have a talking to with that kid.
I'm sorry. Son?
No.
Well, knowing that, I have to speak to him. But are you guys ready for the games to begin?
Sure.
Yay.
Get ready.
Sure thing, Mr.
This is
Frank.
Not going to be a game that you guys will ever forget.
Oh,
that was episode 5, Food Fights Hurt. We here thank you for coming back and listening to this podcast. Our campers are enjoying the fun right now, but who knows what's around the corner, lying in wait for them. How strong is Belle, and how did she get out of the cafeteria untouched by any food? So many questions. But looks like you have to wait for the answers on the next episode that drops on September 8th. Remember, guys, to show us some support, think about donating to our Patreon. Anything helps, honestly. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Olertegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Olertegi as Myra Lear, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dan Ortegi, as the keeper and editor of the podcast. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd. For more, also guys, great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them also on their social media, Instagram, at guildhall.lounge. And we have social medias too. So if you're not following us, you gotta get on it. Our Twitter is at Beyond Adventure, but instead of the E, it's an underscore. And our Instagram is Beyond_Adventure22. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube and hit the bell for notifications when we first drop our episodes. Also, guys, if you want us to do more and you have ideas, don't be afraid to message us. We'd love to hear from you guys and hear your feedback. Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you next episode for Camp.